evil snaps strong while teasing them. Till the dick and he stops, you're never safe from him. So Wolf, listen here, kicking a mirror near. It's not a radio show, it's a podcast. So listen up before you become an outcast. And you're always last with the bitch ass. So download all the episodes fast as you can before you become Raggedy Ann. Toda, unless for you to hear, it's clear. You have a problem, do you need a solver? Tune in to If I Were You, because Jake and Amir are hashtag dope, and they're even better than the Pope. Oh, fuck, I actually said it, yeah. Fucking say that.
It's just a fact.
I think they're dogs.
See the cheese, and enjoy the show.
You know who that is?
Skybuck.
Justin Gonsalves, the guy
Justin
from last episode.
Justin Gonsalves.
Back to back rap parodies.
Wow.
Back to back rap, pat, tat, pat, go tappity tap.
So you
tap.
See how hard it is to make raps.
I was nailing it. Back to back rat a tat, I go tap, 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 tat, tat, tat.
It's pretty good right up until you rhymed rat a tat with. Tat tat app tat tat, like you just kept on going with
right.
That.
I gotta wait, how did it start? Back to back rat a tat, got a Judd Apatow appetite. Oh.
Is that what you said?
No, this is just me making it up right now. This is how I write.
Got
words
it.
That sound similar. So I got a back to back rat a tat, got a Apatow appetite, and it ate tight. And I got an appetite for Apatow movies. Appetite for Apatow.
Right.
Appetite for Apatow. Apples fight. So I got Apatow, appetite, apples right. Fight, pure delight.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's our time. Just to piece it all together, it's back to back rat attack. Got an appetite for Apatow, apples. Fuck!
I just want you to know that even if you nailed it, it wouldn't have been good.
It's like my degree of difficulty was so low, even a perfect score wasn't good.
Acing it was failing it.
Covalent bonds are...
Acing it was failing it, embracing it is nailing it.
Oh, that's really good. So acing it was failing it, embracing it is nailing it.
Yeah.
And then one more.
But lacing shit is sailing with. I can do two, I can't do three.
Still more than you. I really like acing it was failing it, embracing it is nailing it. Lacing shit with sailing wit. With sailing wit.
Yeah. Lacing it. Let's try to think of something better than lacing it.
Okay. Acing it is failing it. Embracing it is nailing it. Racing? No. With racing? Racing lit? Like literature about racing.
So racing lit.
Racing lit.
How about what's
impaling tits?
I really want to rhyme it with shit.
Impaling shit.
Yeah,
racing lit, impaling shit. Acing it is failing it, embracing it is nailing it. Racing lit, impaling shit.
We got it. With the third line was the best. Racing lit is impaling shit. You know that about racing literature. Jeff Gordon wrote an autobiography that was 100% impaling everything.
It was not ghostwritten. It was real. Yeah. Oh, we had to give him a shout out. His sketch group, Justin Gonsalves' sketch group, is Sketch Films for Life. I don't know what his videos are like, but his rap is very enjoyable.
It's cool. About facing shit.
Oh, okay. So... Nailing it, acing it is nailing it. No,
acing it is failing it. Embracing it is nailing it. So facing it is...
Facing it is wailing.
Right, wailing it.
Clits.
Wailing clit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like Is it a Whaler's clit?
Yeah, exactly right. A Hartford Whaler's clit.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's about the defunct hockey team's vagina. That's why... That's... Okay, so... We really gotta move on. But we're on the third verse of this song at this point.
Not the third verse, just the third rhyme.
Oh, shit. How do verses work?
It would be one... I think, like, if we did enough of those, it'd be one verse.
Oh, so, like, a minute of that is a verse.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not bad. Like, we just started.
Right. And it's already pretty good, except for the third rhyme.
Yeah. So we have two of the three... How many rhymes in a rap? What if you Google that?
Can we talk to Eminem?
If you Google that, you can never be a rapper. How many rhymes are in one rap?
Hey, Kendrick, your album's really good, but...
How many rhymes do you think you have in a rap?
We saw your Google search.
You were searching how many rhymes in a rap?
You searched words that rhyme with gun at one point. You went to rhymingdictionary.com, Kendrick.
Do you think any rapper has ever used a rhyming dictionary?
I think you can't resist the urge.
It feels so good.
What if Eminem, if he just found his phone and all his entire search history was just rhyming dictionary words?
It's a would really you
lose res- I mean, he's still fast.
Yeah.
But would you lose respect for him?
That's a funny vine, is a guy going up to Eminem and his computer's on rhyming dictionary and he slams it shut really quickly and goes, "Hey dude, what's up?" And then like they focus it, they zoom in and they focus and it's that he was on, what's it called? The rhyme zone or something?
Rhyme zone.
Yeah.
And it should be for a word that was that's really, really easy.
Gum.
He was trying to rhyme with time.
You know what's a good Kendrick Lamar rhyme?
Tell me.
Just that we're on the topic of good rhymes.
Yeah.
That's analogy and metaphor for you. I should win a medal for all the ways I adore you.
That is, yeah, that's very your style.
Yeah. It's not like A-A-B-B. It's just like, it's sort of like it's a wave. Flow, it flows. Yeah.
It's a wash.
Yeah.
We have to start the show. We really, it's crazy. This is brought to you by the Books.
No. You're going rogue. And that's not how the show starts. You're making it up. You're making up the order, the ad.
Do you think if I just say extra ads, we'll get paid more?
Absolutely not.
Like, I don't know who is actually sponsoring this episode.
I believe NatureBox, Squarespace.
Okay.
Yeah.
So NatureBox and Squarespace.
And Sherry's Berries.
All right. So if I just started talking about Mott and Beau,
yeah.
Would we?
Never. No
way. I couldn't invoice them?
You could not. No, absolutely not.
You guys, everybody needs pants.
You know.
Okay.
You're not.
I might just throw in some ads throughout this episode to try to get me some extra money.
Then you're just going to send it. Oh, and you want the cash yourself.
Yeah, I'll email Slugbooks and I'll say, "Hey guys, I actually ended up talking about you a bit on the podcast. Can I have money for that?"
The subject of the email is cash ?
Venmo.
Then the MP3 of this episode and timestamps.
They realize I just said it once as a joke.
They still pay you $15.
Dope.
That's actually not bad.
I've seen a lot worse.
Nice. All right. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet that starts at the 11-minute mark. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
People who are in desperate need of our help for whatever reason will email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And this is the show where we offer that advice. Sometimes it's just me and Jake.
And sometimes we have a special guest. Kobe Bryant, get over here. Kobe, take doof, the third.
Doof, doof. That's him dribbling the ball. Yeah.
All right. He doesn't want to talk. He just wagged his finger at me and he smiled.
It's because he had that shoulder surgery.
Yep.
Yeah, he's resting.
One day we'll get him to speak.
All right. We need a guy's name for this first email. Real emails from real people. Going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
Saul.
Saul writes, "Hi guys, I'm from Australia, and about a week ago I was invited to a school formal by a pretty girl. Without knowing what a formal even is, I said yes. By the time I looked it up, I was sadly too late. I've already paid the $250 and was registered. Then she invited me to a party slash sleepover. Being too shy and nervous, I said yes again. Little did I know it was with her 12 hot friends and their hot dates. And later, after some more investigating, I found out you have to buy a girl a corsage. What the fuck is a corsage? And then after some more investigating, I found out a lot of alcohol is going to be present at the after party. I haven't been near a girl since I was 13, let alone going to a formal in a fucking limousine and staying in a house full of half-naked drunk girls. Here are my questions. How do I get past this situation? What's a corsage? How do I slow dance? Should I bring a toothbrush or is that uncool? Thanks, guys. P.S. They're from a different school and a year older than me.
What's the problem?
The problem is this guy does his investigating a little too late in the game, always. He's just saying yes to shit, and then he's like, I actually investigated, and a formal is a dance. And then I investigated more.
He should have just learned this. There's no reason that you should investigate what a formal is. I don't even think you should investigate what a corsage is.
Yeah, well, it's not
also
really...
like, if he investigated to the point that I need a corsage, that's when he stopped the investigation and just asked us.
He still doesn't know.
I think he's kind of a lazy investigator.
he's a lazy eye. should we try to answer these questions one by one?
I just want to lambast him a little bit more.
All right.
You're upset because the girls are going to be hot?
Yeah.
That's a problem. How do I get past this?
Yeah, how do I get... By the way, he's spelled, how do I get P-A-S-S this situation? How do I get past this?
So let's make fun of his grammar a little bit. And he mentioned they were half naked. Why? For what reason?
In
what point in his investigation did he find out that they would just be half naked?
I think when he was just daydreaming about this party.
Right. I think one of his problems is this situation has gotten the best of him. It's definitely gotten away from him.
He's in his head.
Yeah.
And in his head is 12 half-naked girls.
His investigating is abruptly stopped and his imagining has taken over.
What is half-naked, by the way? Like, is a bikini more than half-naked or is that half-naked? Or do you have to be topless for it to be half-naked?
I feel like when I imagine half-naked, it's like...
topless.
I don't know. The first thing I thought of was girl in a t-shirt or tank top, no bra and underwear.
So
pants off, underwear, tank top, no bra. Like the sexiest pajamas you can imagine.
Oh, so you're still not seeing boobies or vajay?
No. It's all left to the imagination.
So isn't that entire... Okay. Because I was thinking like...
It's not entirely closed. Because if you had a wife and she was parading around in tank top and underwear, no bra... with a bunch of dudes, I think you would say you're half naked.
Because this is what I was thinking about, half naked. Starting from the bottom up.
Now we're here.
Yeah. Ugg boots, skinny jeans, and that's it.
So you're thinking like the literal version.
Yeah, the halfway point.
Half of
the hemisphere
clothes.
Of her body. Right. The top half is completely nude. The
I think
bottom half
when you
is
say half
clothed.
Naked, it's like, it means scantily clad, like close to being fully nude.
Yeah.
So it's like, things removed from the top and things removed from the bottom.
Yeah.
But you're not actually like, naked no part of you is nude. Like in your scenario, the chest is nude.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't say half naked. You would say fully nude from the waist up.
That's half naked to me. But that's what my definition of the sexiest a girl can be.
Ugg boots?
Yeah. Pants. No, nothing above
the hottest
that.
A girl could be is wearing Ugg, pants and
that's,
boots.
That's right. Pants and boots. Half naked is almost sexier than naked.
Yeah, but I would rather have bottomless than topless.
Oh, really?
For sure.
So you'd rather have turtleneck, spaceman helmet, and then everything below the waist is just open for biz?
Honestly, I was so turned on just by thinking about a girl in no pants and a turtleneck that I like almost missed the space helmet joke. I think that's maybe like the hottest a girl could look is wearing a hoodie and nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even underwear?
Yeah, no.
Oh, interesting. For whatever reason, when I think of what the sexiest is, I think of pants and no top.
It's because you're a boob man, I'm an ass man.
I'm an oil man, but I'm also a boob man.
This is my son.
Yeah. All right. So moving on from that.
A corsage is a flower that you pin onto your date, or I guess they come in their little wrist corsages. Maybe that's what you...
Oh, yeah. Corsage is around the wrist, and a boutonniere is the way you
wear. Oh, right.
Wear,
okay, yeah. So there's like a little...
Do you remember buying your first corsage? Flower. That's a weird thing that you have to do, right? As like a 15-year-old, you have to buy a flower wrist thing.
Which is weird responsibility, because it's just like, Mom, you have to take me to get a corsage.
Right. I have to put it on this.
I think I remember like junior prom... I called and I ordered it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to like go to the same place you got your tuxedo or something.
No, I like it was like a flower
shop. Oh, right. What's it called?
A florist.
A florist.
So, yeah, I would call and I put it on hold, and then my mom drove me and I went in with her and we got it comes in a little like plastic salad.
Yeah. The same thing they use at salad bars.
Yeah. Just like, okay, now I've got a live bracelet flower, and I'll drive it to your house and put it on your wrist. And this is all a fine tradition.
The agreement is done.
Everyone still thinks this is good and normal.
And now, for the ceremonial, our parents paying for the limousine that we all drive in for no reason.
Yeah.
We can't get drunk, so we're just sort of hanging out in a limousine. Did you get drunk at age 15 at a formal?
Yeah.
It's tight. Me too.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Dick.
Wow, I didn't have to press you at all to come clean on that.
How do I slow dance?
You...
Is this the put your hands on a girl's hips and she puts her hands on your shoulders?
Yeah, I think slow dancing... I mean, don't worry about that. That's pretty easy and straightforward. And I also don't think they'd play it like, I don't remember there being a lot of slow dances at prom. It's not like 4 hours of slow dance. It's like mostly regular dancing and hanging out. And
that was such a huge, did you have like a huge like turning point in your life where like parties became like not bowling and arcade, but like dancing, and then the slow dancing was a thing. And I'm like, holy shit, I have to like ask a girl to slow dance. Like, this is like really... forcing me through puberty at an age I wasn't comfortable with it yet.
Did you have to ask girls to slow dance?
I never did because I was like too embarrassed and scared. But like all the cool kids would slow dance at these parties, and I was like 12 years old. It was like sixth grade, and like all of a sudden people were not having parties at fucking Chuck E. Cheese anymore. They were having like slow dancing parties.
Yeah, I used to throw the slow dancing parties.
It was crazy. I'm like, what is going on? At the same time, everyone just instantly decided to have dancing parties. And slow dancing was a thing. And then guys had to ask a girl to slow dance.
I think that was just because we didn't realize... Like, grinding is clearly better. You know, like real dancing.
That didn't happen until later, did it? Sixth graders are not grinding.
I don't think I was...
This was the predecessor. But like, when you're 12, like touching a girl on the hips...
Oh, yeah, when you're 12, yeah. So that's like that's the max.
Yeah.
It's like... Everybody just like runs around and jumps to other songs, and then there's a slow dance. Like, yeah. Oh fuck, I got to touch someone.
Yeah,
and like that's exciting,
right?
I remember doing that, and I remember like going to bed after parties, just like still wired and still just being like
still hard,
just like holy shit, so much happened tonight. I danced with her and her. Oh, and these two danced, and those two danced, and man, dancing. I mean, I used to love it.
Yeah, and I used to be frightened by it.
I still love it. Now you love dancing.
Yeah, that's true. But I've like, finally gotten over it 20 years later.
Can you imagine, like, the way we dance is heavy bass, hip-hop, and you're, like, pressing your body into a girl and gyrating.
Yeah.
And, like, if all of a sudden that music screeched to a halt and it was just a slow song, wouldn't you be upset? Like, I have to stop grinding my dick into you. Now I have to just, like... take a step back and slowly sway side to side and spin in a circle.
That'd be amazing. They just start playing Red, Red Wine.
Red, Red Wine. Red, Red Wine.
I think I'd like it if Casey and JoJo's All My Life played at the next bar that we danced at.
That would be fun.
Yeah. That's like a fun theme for a dance party. It's like a sixth grade dance party.
Slow dance.
Yeah.
That's a cool name for a band.
Slow dance.
I feel like somebody has a band called that, actually.
Slow dance?
Maybe so.
Just an idea. And then last, and certainly not least.
Oh, wait, we didn't tell them how to slow dance.
oh, just see what the other people are doing. I don't know how people are doing it.
It doesn't matter.
Yet.
Just put your hands around their waist. They'll put your theirs on your shoulder. And you just side to side, spin in a circle. Let her lead.
Yeah, try not to get motion sick.
You're fine.
Then the last step, the last real question is, should I bring a toothbrush?
You should be worried about like the fact that you don't know the entire group of people. Don't worry about how to slow dance and what a court. Like, I'm cool with you being stressed out about this. Yeah. Having anxiety is good, but you are being dumb.
You're scared.
And you're worried about, like, sure, do or don't bring a toothbrush. That's all. Everything's going to work out. I guess do.
Yeah. Is it cool? Is it uncool to bring a toothbrush?
If you're bringing a bag in general, which I guess you probably would because you don't want to be sitting in your tuxedo all night through the after party and stuff, so maybe you'll bring pajamas.
Pack a toothbrush, yeah.
Pack the toothbrush in the bag. And if an opportunity arises to brush your teeth, that's fine. And if not, your toothbrush will just stay in the bag. I wouldn't just go into the party waving the toothbrush around and say, does anyone have any paste? I want to partake in the fun and games, but first I need to paste my teeth.
I'm pasteless. I'm pasteless, tasteless, deaf, and dumb.
Y'all are half naked, huh?
Not me. I'm fully clothed. Turtleneck up, boots down.
This I remember being like my senior year, I went to maybe like 7 or 8 proms.
How?
Because I had a lot of friends at different schools, and I was like some people's backup dates in case they didn't get asked. Like just friends of mine that like went to all-girls schools or something.
So you rented 8 tuxedos?
I think I actually ended up that year buying a tuxedo
because
it was ultimately cheaper.
Of course. Corsage.
But there were a lot of like, it was sometimes really fun and then sometimes a little stressful because if you don't know anybody's friend group, like if I went to prom with somebody who was like,
we'll call it promenade. We don't have to be so like abbreviating it.
If I went to promenade with someone,
if I promenaded
and they had their own group of friends and they were like ignoring me or even for a little bit,
even if 30 seconds went by and nobody asked me a question, I would
start brushing my teeth in the middle of the dance floor. I didn't know what else to do.
I didn't know how else to get their attention. They're promenading. My teeth are fucking dirty as hell.
So my advice to you is as early on as you can start making some friends because inevitably your girlfriend's going to want to spend some time with her friend or this lady's might go away from you and you don't want to be like some weird oddball not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
So find some like dude friends as soon as you can. That's my advice that you didn't ask for, but all of your questions were dumb.
Would you say embracing it is nailing it?
Actually, I would. And I would say that acing it is failing it.
Wow.
But if you're not facing it,
yeah,
then you've just bailed on it.
Oh, that's good.
Bailing it. But like, I don't know how to do it.
Well, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
All right. This is like an epic question. Multi-parter for sure.
Right.
So it took us right to the break. So let's thank a few more ad sponsors. Some real ones, not the ones that you just make up, hopefully.
Thank you, Slug Books.
Yeah.
thank you, 20 Jeans.
Oh, wow. Old school. Love it. All right. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking
online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Harlem's back. I know you love that. What were you saying about a terrible prom event that happened to you?
Yeah, before one of the proms that I went to, I was shaving with like a real razor, and I nicked my right where my mustache meets my lip. And I don't know but it didn't stop bleeding for 2 hours.
You're a hemophiliac that night.
I was like, it would not stop bleeding. And
for whatever reason, your blood would just not coagulate.
No.
Yeah.
It would not. And my date for that prom was so mad. Because like, we were taking pictures. I didn't really know any of these people. There were like literally at least 30 couples. Just like so many people. And we took pictures at like 2 different locations. That was another huge, like even bigger than prom, was just all the pictures you had to take.
Yeah, a lot of photos.
And I was just like, I had a blood-soaked paper towel just like in between every picture, just like trying to dab it off to the point where you're like, it wouldn't show up in these photos. But
What happens to those photos? Never again do you ever see any of them.
I never saw one of them, but I'm sure I was bleeding in them. And like at the at the part where like eating the free dinner, or not free dinner, you guess you pay for it, just eating dinner at the prom venue, was still bleeding. Never stopped.
You're still bleeding.
I'm still bleeding to this day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. It's nuts.
I think it's illegal.
It's I'm breaking the law having a cut.
How bloody you are. What else? We shot our last Jake and Amir episode ever on Friday.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then, all right, let's get to the next question. Zero time, zero emotional effect. Has it hit you that we're never going to shoot another Jake and Amir episode ever?
Not presently. It hit me a couple times
during the shoot.
Yeah, throughout the week, I would have like moments of like, holy shit, you know? But right now, I don't feel anything.
Right, because we're not missing it yet.
Yeah. And
we shot eight episodes, and then we just take a few weeks off, and then soon we'll be able to write more. But we're just never going
to
write more.
And there's work to be done still. Like, right. I'm thinking about how they'll look and editing them and posting them and all that stuff.
And how they'll turn out.
Yeah. So I'm still thinking about the Jake and Amir work.
Right.
But I guess when that's gone, I don't know, then it might be too late and it won't hit me. Maybe it'll never hit me.
That's the ideal. That's when you're like, when you break up with someone, you're like, yeah, maybe we'll stay friends. It's like, that way I don't have to deal with a loss, the extreme loss. Right. And then you just don't become friends.
Yeah. And then you think back later on, you're like, oh,
if
everything's good.
But if you knew then when you broke up, it's like, oh, we will never see each other.
Yeah. Can we stay friends? Probably not. I think we'll be out of each other's lives. Well, I'm sure I'll still get to like talk to your parents from time to time. Okay, good. Yeah, I do. I've like gotten close with your family, so I want to keep that tie. And they're like, no, never again, of course.
I wonder in the world of psychology if that's like a understood and defined coping mechanism that people do.
It must be.
Where it's like you say like, oh, don't worry, we'll do this soon, maybe.
Yeah, it's
and
like
it
saying,
softens the blow.
I'll be right back or I'll see you soon instead of goodbye forever.
Right. Like, no, I'm still going to see you soon, don't worry. Yeah, let's hang out, let's keep in touch.
Is that how you feel about Jake and Amir?
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's well, I'm not done yet because I'm gonna have to edit it, and then it's like when it's on, when I'm editing, I'm like, oh, it's not done yet. I still have to post it online. So maybe like when we post the last episode, right.
But it seems like all the fanfare of like the last shot and saying that's a wrap. And like,
yeah, it was cool because the last thing we shot is the last part of the last episode.
Yeah. That was very thoughtful of our producer. Yeah. I don't know if it worked out like that on purpose or...
Shout out to Jillian Jesk.
Shout out to Jillian Jesk. But that was really nice.
And our coping mechanism is the hashtag greenlight Jake and Amir campaign, which is oh, we still might have a TV show. So we can't say goodbye forever yet.
Yeah, Jake and Amir's on life support, but it's not dead.
Yeah, exactly. Tweets still coming in. We still appreciate it. I don't know if TBS is seeing any of it.
Well, they recently stopped responding to the tweets that were coming in. Just kidding. They never responded to one to begin with.
You know what I wanted to do is, do you know the YouTube personality, I Justine?
Yes.
So she follows us on Twitter and she tweeted something and TBS responded to her just like out of the blue. She was like, does anyone have a playlist for something? And then TBS responded, oh, like, does anyone have a happy playlist for songs or something like that? And TBS responded to her and just out of the blue, because like she's like this huge YouTube personality, and said, made some joke like, no, but we have a sad playlist or something to that effect.
Right.
And then I thought it would be great if she responded to all that. Right, now that I have your attention, hashtag greenlight Jake and Amir. So maybe that's the way to get into TBS. So like, we don't, like, the cold tweets are coming in at a great rate. We've gotten probably close to 10,000 of those. If we can get someone that they follow...
Now we're asking for people to just troll them.
No, not troll. I need people who TBS already is responding to.
Right, so they're like, hey...
Like, hey, great... Back-to-back Family Guys, I love it. Thanks, TBS. And then they respond, and then it's like, TBS says like, oh, glad you love it. And then you respond to that. It's almost like gotcha journalism. Yeah. The problem is I didn't want I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to like ask this I Justine lady for a favor.
Right.
Though she does, in theory, know who we are because she follows us on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe we should ask her. Also, also just us tweeting at TBS, which I know we've like technically done.
We've retweeted. We, like,
retweeted people.
Yeah, and we've
But I wonder, like, next step could just be us tweeting, like, hey, at TBS, very funny. Wondering if you saw...
You know what it is? Even if they are seeing it and they are discussing it, like, they can't possibly tweet anything about it.
Right.
Like, what can you do? Like, hey, we're still making it. Like, this social media manager is not in charge of making the decision.
Yeah, Kevin Riley's still reviewing scripts, I think. I'm an intern.
Stop tweeting at me. You're inundating my feed. But at the very least, people at TBS are aware of how loyal and passionate and awesome our fans are. Yeah. So we do appreciate it nonetheless.
That's really sweet.
Regardless of what happens, we are very flattered. Yeah. I'm actually honored.
I was thinking recently, like, I wonder if anything will come of it. And then I realized that, like, this is the best thing.
This is the result.
This is it. This is what came of it. It's great.
Yeah,
so it's already happened. It's already good.
We already feel great, regardless of what happens.
We won.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even want a TV show anymore.
Well, if it happens, that'll be an even bigger bonus.
Honestly, I think it'd be kind of cool if it didn't.
So,
you know, it's like the end of the movie where, like, the guy, he, like, the shot floats up, you know, basketball shot.
And it's bouncing on the rim. That's how little you know. The shot floats up.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So the ball, the spherical ball is hitting the metal.
The orange orb.
And it doesn't go in. It bounces off, and you think, oh, no, they lost. But then you realize, no, they've come so far. They've got so much support.
Yeah, the journey was the story. The ends aren't more important than the means.
Yeah.
The destination was not important. It was the journey.
The journey. Life's about the journey, not the destination. That's what I say.
So we're winning the destination.
I think so.
But fuck, it would be so cool to have a show.
Okay, that's fair.
At the same time, I want to be on TV. I just want to be on TV and let loose. But I can't. And yet it's cool if Tom Green humps a dead moose.
My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if you're lucky, I might just give it a little kiss.
And that's the message we deliver to little kids. Do you want to answer one last question before we run out of time completely?
What a ridiculous show. We only answered one question.
I know, but it was so in-depth. And we wrote a half of a verse of a rap, which took up a bunch of time as well.
Yeah.
Let me try to find a good one for the last one. Oh, here we go. I need a guy's name. Another confused gentleman.
Mike.
Mike writes, so I downloaded Tinder about 2 weeks ago based on your suggestion. I swipe every day for half an hour, if not more. My problem is that so far I've had a grand total of 7 matches. One was a bot, and 2 were immediately unmatched, and the other 4 haven't responded to a single one of my messages. I even liked one of their moments. Should I give up? I originally downloaded this app to boost my self-esteem, and it's not working. I need Jake's expert Tinder opinion.
Tinder's not for everybody, bud. You must be an uggo, a fuggo, or a lame loser. So I do advise you delete the app. Trade in your iPhone for a Crackberry.
What did that do? Why downgrade? Why change the phone?
I think you need a Crackberry.
I really do think you need a Crackberry of yourself.
I'm a Crackberry of myself.
See, that's a joke we can never use in a video now.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that, that happened when we were shooting. Like, you were doing some other bit, and I was like, ha, we should do this in an episode. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Never another episode.
Here's my suggestion for this guy.
Yeah.
Shuffle your pictures. Change it up. I've had more success with some pictures than others.
Yeah.
And I've gone through 2 weeks where I've matched with 7 people, even less.
So for sure, change up your pictures. Find a girlfriend of yours and ask her to choose. That's always pretty helpful.
Lady friends know what pictures are most attractive.
So, like, half hour every day? In my prime, I would swipe for close to 3 hours. All right, all the time.
In my heyday.
Every waking moment, if your phone isn't swiping so if you're not swiping so often that you're getting legit glass shards in your finger.
Like a what? Like a splinter?
I'm talking about your screen should be splintering into your fingers. That's how hard you need to be swiping.
Oh, you think the hardness of his swipe isn't
enough?
I just
mean like wearing it down.
The frequency.
Yeah. Don't like your the track on your phone. Yeah. I want you like into the goddamn circuit boards. That's how much you need to be swiping.
The friction should create heat that'll melt the glass.
Yeah.
So much so that your finger is starting to penetrate the phone itself.
Do not stop. Do not slow down. Keep on swiping. Keep on swiping.
Do not pass go.
Yeah.
Can I recommend, I recommended changing pictures, switching up the photos, because that makes a huge difference. Two, can I recommend a different app?
Yes.
There's another app called Hinge. Which gives you people that are already in your friend network. It limits to how much you can swipe per day, but it's at least it's a higher quality, I feel like, in terms of the richness of the people presented to you. It's not complete strangers. Mm-hmm. It's friends of friends. So maybe we can give Hinge a little. We've shouted Tinder out for, you know, close to 2 years now. I think we can start promoting some of their competition.
Yeah.
Because that's how apps get better.
But also, like, it's not like you would delete Tinder to download Hinge. You should just, like, if you're single, I think people should just have all these.
Yeah, I was
Tinder,
thinking about that.
Hinge, OkCupid, The League.
There's this new app I found called The League, where it's like Tinder, but you have to be accepted into it because it like only accepts quote unquote high quality applicants.
Ivy League Tinder.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, maybe I would get into The League. So I downloaded it and it asked for your LinkedIn page as a reference.
How dare they? You're so successful that you don't need a LinkedIn.
I want you to be my friend on LinkedIn.
You should write them and just be like, hey, I don't have a LinkedIn, but I'm a famous comedian.
I ain't got a LinkedIn. I got a Wikipedia page. Hello?
Bitch, hello?
Dial tone. That could be a great episode of Jake and Amir that we'll never rate. Is me desperately trying to get into The League.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love the name so much. It's so pompous and snobby. You haven't been accepted to The League. I'm sorry. Your LinkedIn profile isn't cool
just
enough.
You want a Tinder date and just talk like, yeah, no, I've been trying online dating for a while. I have Tinder, Hinge, The League.
You're in The League.
Yeah.
Give me your phone. You get one invite. Let go of this. The League.
Coward ass.
I was saying earlier that I was thinking like, It makes sense to just cast a wide net, like just have these things running in the background of your life.
Right.
But at which point is it either sad or counterproductive? Like, would you recommend me getting all those apps?
I guess it's only, I mean, yeah. And then I wouldn't recommend you like constantly using all of them, but like, I would recommend you getting them and seeing which ones you like. Like, do you use Hinge?
Yeah, I use Hinge.
Has it been successful? Have you met up with anybody from it?
No.
Tinder, you use?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little more successful?
Yeah.
Okay, Cupid, you said you dislike entirely.
Yeah, I use it the least.
And you wish you could get on The League. What about JSwipe?
That's another one. What are your thoughts on JSwipe?
I would probably download it just to see what's Gucci.
Just to see what's what. I guess my biggest fear is someone looking at my phone and seeing that I have 9 hooking up apps.
I'm
in The League. It's like that thing we did. I'm in Grindr, Tinder, JSwipe, JLeak.
Okay, Cupid, okay, Stupid, YouPorn.
JUPorn. I'm in J The League. just 9 girls my mom tries to set me up with. You don't think it's a little bit shameful to be like, I would think I would have to start getting rid of some before I add more.
I don't think it's shameful for sure. If anything, I would maybe just like, cause I wouldn't want all of those like alerts coming into my phone. If I didn't use certain apps and if I wasn't having any fun with them, I would delete them.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with like casting a wide net, especially if you're trying to break into the dating scene, and it sounds like he is, and he, this dude hasn't had any success with Tinder, so maybe it's just like, you're not the kind of guy that can convey all the great things there are about you in a single like, image. Maybe you need a profile where people can realize that they're compatible with you.
Right. So try one of these other sites or apps or whatevers.
Yeah, try one of the other whatevers.
But don't stop swiping.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say keep calm and swipe on?
That's our time.
You do have that poster above your bed. Keep calm and swipe on.
So is that a Tinder slogan?
I think, yeah, like if you like look at their like thing or like their, I was on their Twitter page once and it's just like people being like, hey, I haven't matched with anyone. Hey, I'm complaining about this. They're always like, keep calm and swipe on.
So funny.
Remember when I lost all my Tinder matches and I like almost had to like, I felt bad, but I had to complain to Tinder.
And did
they
restore your matches?
No, they all went away.
Really?
One day I just lost them all.
What happened?
I don't know. For whatever reason, my account was deleted. But I was like, I emailed them once like, yeah, try logging out, logging back in. I'm like, how far down the angry person rabbit hole will it? Like, do I reply now and be like, no, I'm serious. I really, really don't have my matches.
The man who fought Tinder and lost.
I sued Tinder for my matches and they won.
And you spent a lot of money on legal fees.
Good thing I'm in the league. All right, that's our time. Thanks to everybody that's written in. We'll get to more questions next time. If you have your own question or your own theme song submission, like Justin Gonsalves, or the closing theme song by Simi Apti, send those theme song submissions as well to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We also need your thumbnail submissions. A lot of good art coming in. Ideally 600 by 315, but we'll take what we can get. Keep those coming as well. I wanted to thank some people who wrote or who tweeted. We're going to try to keep thanking people that have hashtag greenlight Jake Namir tweeted.
Oh.
So thank you to your mom.
Oh, my mother. Yeah, she's been tweeting a lot, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mitchell Cermak. Andrew Urin 00 and the Blue Media at the Blue Media, which is almost should be my Twitter name.
Blue Media?
Yeah. Because it's sort of my last name.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
So thanks for tweeting. Keep the tweets coming. We really appreciate it. And I bet TBS is going to crack. They're going to have to, the walls of Jericho.
Enough
gonna...
tweets and we definitely get the show.
It's definitely Twitter-based. We know that for a fact. No bonus Thursday episode for the first time in several weeks, so we'll be back on Monday. See you guys soon.
Adios.
Tell me something I need to hear on If I Were You with Jake and Amir. If you have a problem, that's hashtag nope. They'll take it and they'll make it hashtag dope. And if you are wondering if you should eat ass, maybe you should know that Jake would crack to clit.
It's Vinny Guadagnino. You remember me from the Jersey Shore? Well, I've got a new podcast. It's called Get Into It with Vinny G. That's exactly what we're doing. We're getting into it with my celebrity friends, with you guys. We're getting into pop culture. We're going to talk sports, politics, food, comedy, dating, relationships. It's the Jack of All Trades, Master of None podcast, just like me. It's fun, it's silly, and you should definitely get into it. So download Get Into It with Vinny G now at iTunes and at podcastone.com.